خلاص
ممكن يجيب بيرميشن.
يجيب بيرميشن على شكل الاخوة. As introduction for this parasha, let this parasha end. The Terach took Abraham, Shevach Chumash is chapter 11, sentence 31. Veikach Terach et Abraham bno v'klot ben Aram v'bno v'tzarak arto, eshet Abraham bno, etzum intach kita mugtet nimalechet ar tzaknan, v'yavu ad Aram yishvu sham. So, according to most of the Chachamim, Abraham Avinu was born in Iraq, in a place that probably was, today if you go to Iraq you can find a place, it's called Ur. The Torah calls it Ur Kadim. Probably that's the place Abraham Avinu was born at. Definitely this is the place that Abraham Avinu was thrown into a fire. At the age of 48, according to Moshe Chachamim, Nimrod, the king of Iraq at the time, told Abraham Avinu, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's see if we can save you. We will now throw you into the fire. And Nimrod arranged for a big fire, and then they threw Abraham inside, and Abraham came outside of that. So this is in Iraq, but again, we don't know for sure Abraham was born at all, but definitely he was at all in this flame, in the fire, and he came out. Afterwards, a lot of people said the Zohar came to Abraham and told him, we believe in God, and we know the whole thing with the idolship and nonsense. And Nimrod at the time used to call himself God. And since so many people came to Abraham, and it started when Abraham was born already, the Nimrod wanted to prove to everybody that he is God, and Abraham was fighting with him and resisting it. So finally, after the whole thing just blew, Terach took Abraham and said, let's go, we're going to Israel. But they go via Syria. We don't know why. Because from Iraq, you don't go to Israel via Syria. That's the wrong way. But that's what the Torah tells you. You should know that Terach took his son Abraham and his grandson Lot, and he took Abraham's wife, and then he's going to Israel via Syria, he's going to Syria. Again, there's no information in the Torah, anything about Abraham, anything about this, he was thrown into the fire, that he was saved from a condition of fire, this must be the biggest miracle ever. About Abraham Avinu, that he was just walked out of the fire without nothing, the Torah doesn't say anything. The Torah ends at the parasha, the Terach is dead. Terach is dead. Of course, that you cannot say this about the Torah, because the Torah is not always in order, and of course, Terach is going to be alive from much longer, but nevertheless the Torah writes that Terach is dead. Come to Chachamim and tell us, come to Gemara and tell us, you should know the Torah wrote that Terach is dead is in order so-called to protect Abraham. That Abraham is going to leave his father, an old father at a time by himself, and living is going to go to Israel. This is for sure. The Torah says, you know what? Let me tell you something, Torah is dead. Even though he's not dead, he's considered dead. He says, Abraham has no obligation. And so who cares about him, what he tries to write about it? But this was the end of Leslie Parasha, that we know Abraham is around, he got married, there's nobody around him that doesn't have children yet, he's going to Israel. He's going to Israel, but he got stuck in Haran. Okay. With your permission, now we'll go to Parasha Lech Lecha, this is chapter 12, sentence 1. And that according to the Mishnah, according to most of the Chachamim, this is Abraham's first test. The Mishnah said Abraham had 10 tests. A test, usually what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests you. Tests me, my name is Abraham. For me, no test can do anything because If I voluntarily went into a fire to show that I believe in God, there's no test anymore. Whatever Hashem will tell me, I'll do. Because I was considered dead anyway. It means it's a miracle, I'm alive. I'm alive because Hashem took me out of a fire. So whatever Hashem tells me, it's easy, nothing. Here's the first one, comes the first one, comes the Mishnah, according to the Chachamim. It says that's the first. The Gemara comes to Abraham again. It's in Syria, it's called Haran. It's in Syria, Hashem comes to him and says, listen, Abraham, go. Hashem tells him, listen, I want you to go from the land that you dwell, that you're dwelling right now, it's called Al-Sakhan. Nimrod al-Kham, your birthplace, this is Iraq, Iraq, I left already. We better be by your father's house. No, of course your father's house. If he tells me to leave, it's from where my father's house. I live with my father. Now you tell me to go someplace. You don't tell me to go to Israel, I understand. But you have to tell me, listen, Abraham, I want you to go from this land, from your birthplace, from your father's house. It's not necessary to say that. I'm in Syria right now. And I left already Iraq long time ago. I said, it's nothing for me to say, listen, please leave Iraq. I left Iraq already. It's not necessary even to say, leave your father's house. Of course, if you tell me to leave, I leave my father's house. Nevertheless, I can just emphasize, so-called, that Abraham, please leave those three places, and let the test, and the other share a record to the land I'm going to show you, Hashem does not tell him where it is. So again, so that's the first test. It's not a test, it's nothing. Nothing. It's nothing, not only because it's nothing because of that thing, because Abraham's level is much higher. If a person was ready to give his life and jump into the fire to prove that he's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, for him to leave Syria now, what he has in Syria? There's nothing in Syria. Big deal. If Hashem says, go to America. Big deal, so why not? I don't know, as long as I get a green card. Why not? Hashem tells you to go, big deal. It's not such a big deal, you know, if the guy stays by me in my house, he comes to collect money, his name is Steinfeld, Robert Steinfeld. He was born in China. He was born in China in the time of the Holocaust, the near Yeshiva. They went from Poland to Vilna, from Vilna they went to China. They went to Japan, first they went to Japan, and then to China. So this guy was born in China, his brother was born in China, his sister was born in Japan. I said his father was part of this called near Yeshiva. So he went. So this guy's father was a son-in-law by somebody from Germany that knew Eichmann very well. Very well. Went to Eichmann before the whole thing started and told Eichmann, I want you to release 20,000 people right away to let them go. The 20,000 people left Germany with all their belongings, all the money. It was somebody very big. So this guy Stanford got the visa. Got a visa to come to America. Come to America in the middle of the war was the biggest thing in the world. If you can get a visa from America, to run away from Europe was the biggest thing. So he goes, and he goes to the Mashgiach, to the yeshiva, his name was Rukhat Karabishte. He says, Mashgiach Shalom, the yeshiva was in Vilna. About 400 students, and there are a lot of Sfaradim waiting around. They're all going to go on a train, they're going to go on a boat, they're going to go to Japan, and then Japan to China. So he comes to the Mashgiach of the Yeshiva, he says, listen, I'm Baruch Hashem, he says, thank God, he says, thank God, I got a visa, he says, where you got a visa, so? He says, I got a visa to go to America. He says, you understand, it's in the middle of the Holocaust, already people were sent to the concentration camp. They left the last minute from Vilna, on the train, the last minute. So the Mashgiach asked him, he says, who said you're going to America? He says, I got a visa. You know, those days, you pay any amount of money to get a visa. He says, you ain't going to America, you're going to Japan. To this guy Stanford, he lives in Brooklyn, he just died a few years ago. So he said, I'm not going to America, I got a visa. It's a world war, it's Holocaust. He said, you're going with us, you're part of this community, you're part of this yeshiva, you're coming with us to Japan, from Japan hopefully we'll get someplace, we don't know where to go, let's be going. So the guy stood in front of the Mashgiach, took the visa, told the visa, went to Japan. It's nothing. If you believe 100% in someone, this guy was the Mashgiach was from Poland, from Warsaw, and he was a genius man, a very holy man. He took the Holy Yeshiva on the train. There's a book about him. If you didn't read it, it's in English. It's called Pascal. You see all the miracles that happened to them when they went to Japan. the Japanese wanted to put them on a boat, and the last minute they ran away from Japan to Shanghai, to China. I said, that's not a test, it's nothing. If you believe, you believe. He says, here comes Hashem to Abraham. He says, Abraham, listen, I want you to go someplace. So big deal, so I'll go. So that considers the first test, it's not a test. Especially again, if someone already was saved from a fire by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then you get a text from Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, listen, go there. So big deal, so of course I'll go. What's that? It's not a test. Not a test at all. Zero. It's considered the first test. Not only it's not a test because of that, comes to Torah and says the following. This is Akadosh Baruch Hu tells him in the same sentence, this is sentence 2, there's Chalek Gol Gadol, so the Gemara, the Akadosh Baruch Hu told him, Mr. Abraham, you should know, over here you're not going to have a child. Forget about it. This is, you are not in Syria, your wife will never have a child here. If you move the place I tell you, you get a child. So of course it's not a test. Hashem tells you, open, that you never get there, the most important thing for you. You want to have a child, you're already 75 years old. Your wife is already 65. And he says, forget about it. You're not going to get it here. So of course it's not a test. Now, I'm going to give you a big blessing. So of course it's not a test. Hashem tells you, if you go over there and be dark and telling you that he's going to bless you, of course you can walk. Here, Hashem says, you know, I come to the mind, Hashem tells him, no, you're going to be very rich. You go somewhere to the beach. So it's a test, it's nothing. Like I said, everybody will know about you. So big deal. So I don't know what it means, but people will know about it. If it's important for Abraham, must be important for Kadosh Baruch Hu to tell him that. So again, it's not a test. It gives you all the rewards and all the rewards right away if you move. You run, you pick up your bed, you run. It's a test, but... But yeah, Rachel says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only that, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want to know something? It says, I did bless Adam HaRishon, I did bless Noach. From now on, I give you the key for blessings. This is from now on, people who stand in the Gemara, said people who just come to Abraham Avinu, every day and every night, stood online for business advices, or for people that broke arms, legs. There was no sickness at the time, no flu, no swine flu, no, all these flus weren't there. It says just if somebody has dropped something. And fell, as this is in Israel for Shlemas, no hospitals, and no people, you know, it's called joint disease. I said, what you do, you go to Abraham, you go to Abraham, says the Gemara, Abraham needs to put his hand. He says, the Zohar, the Gemara says, Abraham needs to give a bracha to the person. He says, go back, go home, do this, do that. He says, you're going to be healed, everything's in your foot, your hand, everything will be okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Abraham, says the Gemara, the power to give blessings. He says, okay, so, but you're not going to have it here in Syria. So of course it's not a test. And what's important about this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Abraham, you know, I give you the power to give blessings from now on. And says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? What's important about it? Why Abraham should do it? I'll bless the one who's going to bless you. Whoever's going to curse you, I'm going to curse them. It's endless blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving now to Abraham and promising you everything. And this is called a test. When you go to the whole world will get the parnasa, the money, everything via you. You're going to be the pipe for everything. So the question is, what's the importance about this? What is so important to know about it? And why Hashem is doing it? And if Hashem does it, it's no test anymore. וילך אברהם כאשר דיבר אליו השם, אברהם went. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces Abraham and tells us you should know when Hashem told Abraham and he spoke to him, so-called his sons, the first time, his age was 75. So you want to tell me about the first Jew, our great-grandfather, Abraham? He says, you need some information about him. Let's get some information about him. Something. Tell me something about him. So the Torah starts, he is 75 years old. He says, what did he do until now? At least tell me something about him. Nothing. Again, you have to remember the Torah is not a history book. And the Torah decided to write this, that Abraham is 75 years old. At that time, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go someplace, he doesn't know where yet. Abraham is 75. Who cares how old Abraham is? It's not important for me. And if Abraham was 100 or 20, it doesn't matter to me how old he is. I said, you need this information maybe for later when he says Abraham could not have children, he's getting old, so then he tell me. But he doesn't tell me right now that Abraham, the time is living, Haran is 75 years old, he's living in Syria at 75. Who cares how old he is? וכך אברהם מצרים יזכור בטוב בן אחים ולזכור שמה של רכש את נשת ובחרן, כמה מתוק everything, on his belonging, his nephew, his brother, לא מצדות, and his wife, and the people that he was able to convince to believe in הקלוש ברוך הוא, ויצאו ללכת ארץ הקראי ובנות שלנו. So he's going, so he's going, so the Gemara says the Medra that he didn't know he's going, he's having the suitcases in his hand, he says, where are you going? He says, I have no idea where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going. Can you imagine, if somebody comes to the airport, just goes to over there, to the counter, says, where are you going? I says, I have no idea. No idea. Doesn't know what he's going, he says, so finally he looks up in his mind, says the Midrash, he sees a cloud. He sees the cloud, he says, Lomar, let me follow this cloud. He follows the cloud, all of a sudden he sees he's going towards Israel. So it's a question, where did he cross to Israel? He went from Syria, from north to south straight, or he went around through Jordan and he crossed the way Am Yisrael crossed. But he's going to Israel. He's going to Israel. אבו אברהם בארץ, אני מקום שם מקום לראות כנס בארץ, he goes over there, says the Gemara, what if I have to tell you where is he going? And he is going to pray. He prays here, he prays there. ירא השם אל אברהם, ויום אלה דוחת על הארץ הזאת, זה השם כאן גאות, you know what, this land that you hear, this is going to be for your children. אם יש שם מזבח, השם אני ראה לה, וכתה to build an altar, to sacrifice to הקדוש ברוך הוא, we appreciate very much the news, that this is the land that Hashem is going to give. העתק משם הערה, מכזה מדלת, לא בדמיין את הנגבים, it's going over there, it's going over there, it's Gemara, it's all this place, it says the Gemara, is to tell you that Abraham pray here, pray there for the future generations. I mean, he knows everything. He knows what's going to happen in the future, in 1,000 years from now, and he prays for this, he prays for that, he goes all around. Sent the same with new permissions, Vayira Abraham, it comes to Gemara and says, you know, this is second test. Second test for Abraham Avinu. Excuse me. Second test for Abraham Avinu, there's a famine. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, was the famine only in Israel. All around Israel, prosperity. Stock market is up. In Israel, it's a crash. It's a crash, not such a crash that we have in America, much more than that. It's the worst that can happen. It says there's no food, famine. Everybody lost everything, there's nothing to buy, there's no money, zero money. So the Torah, ויולד אברהם מצרים על הגור שם כי חבד הרעב בארץ. אברהם picks up his bed. He takes Sarah and says, we're going to Egypt. At the time, said the Gemara, Egypt was like New York today. He says, this prosperity, this is a very wealthy country, very smart people over there in Egypt. Albert can tell you how smart the Egyptians are. And Abraham is going to Egypt. Abraham is going to Egypt. Why is he going to Egypt? Of course, the explanation is, it's a famine. Okay. ויהי כאשר יקריב לבוא
מצרים.
אה? לא, היא תקצה שרה אין לו. שרה אין לו. שרה אין לו את
הכל.
אני אגע, תראו את זה בגודל. לא, לא. זאת אומרת, זה טסט. זה טסט. הרמב״ם של אברהם אמר, מסתיק, עד החכמים של זה, זה טסט הזה. הוא עושה למי נתבוא את הטסט. רק הוא נדע שישוד נור, when the famine started, all the people in Israel came to Abraham and said, hello, you the Mekubal that came from Israel. You said you have a kollel, yeshiva, all these boys over here, you know, when they want to know something. Because of you, the stock market crashed. You see, before you came, the business was booming here. Look, Syria, Jordan, Egypt, Iraq, everything business booming. Over here, down. Since when? Since you came, the stock market went down every day, they were down, down, down. Now the most stock market, there's no food, zero. The old bank on Abraham goes to the Gemara, to the Midrash, and it said, Abraham, it's your fault. Abraham packed up his bag, in the middle of the night, he's running. He has no suitcases, he doesn't have a small bag, he lost all his money, all his fortune. And that's zero. All the fortunes he brought from Syria, he has no information how much, he lost everything. He lost everything so much, the Gemara says, that he's going out to Egypt, he didn't have money to pay the motels. He went to the motel, he says, oh, Abraham, oh, you're the Mekubal, oh, okay. He says, credit card, nothing. Check, nothing. Money, nothing. He says, you know what, I'm going to Egypt. Egypt was like New York, no, he's giving a falafel, he's giving me a taxi driver. He says, on the way back, I come to Israel, I pay you. He says, okay, you're Mekubal, you know, long beard, sombrero, I believe you. He lost everything. He's going to Egypt with no money, zero. very big test. But you know, there's people say, you know, when you go to Israel, you have to be careful. You know, they say, I went to Israel, I became a millionaire before I was a billionaire. So you have to be ready. In Israel, you have to be ready to lose money. So Abraham is the first man who lost all his money over there. But again, the Torah doesn't tell you this. What is the Torah to tell you this? What's the purpose? Just this information about Abraham having... Of course, it's from Hashem. It's from Hashem. It's from Hashem, if Hashem doesn't tell you to leave, Hashem tells you to go to Israel, you just don't go. You don't go to Egypt. You don't go. The Ramban, 750 years ago, says that's a big mistake. Says Abraham should not have left Israel. Says, listen, you got the email, a text message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to leave in Israel. So it's a famine. Okay, so nobody died on the street. Okay, so you eat straw. My grandfather told me that that's 100 years ago. Yeah, maybe 100 years ago was a famine in Israel. In Israel, famine in the time of the Turks. So people used to eat potato peels, grass. People used to eat grass. The people had none. There was no food to be gotten. Even with money, you couldn't buy any food. So you don't need Israel for this. So what do? You do the best. You know, stay in Israel. They are sent for you to go to Israel. There's a little famine. Okay, I understand this famine. I think it's only to money. Okay, so you have to text HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should I leave? Should I stay? If I want to stay, where are you going now? Where are you going now without the permission? But it's not the test, maybe. There's only the Ramban to this. According to some Chachamim, this was not the test. It's only the test to see if Abraham thinks in his heart that why did Hashem tell me to come here and now there's a famine? And to see if Abraham will think this in his heart, he didn't think this in his heart. So he passed this test. Okay, here's the story. Here the story of the Torah says, Egashay killed Abu Mitzrayimah when he's coming towards Egypt. The Yom HaSarah, you saw, he comes to Sarah and says, Inyana Elaki Shafat Mariat, and just realized that you're very pretty. He asked you, won't come and see my wounds towards the Lord, I'll put you with the Chayu, they're going to see you, and you will find out that I'm your husband, they're going to kill me, because they're going to take you, they want to marry you because you're so beautiful. And if they find out that I'm your husband, so they're going to get a hitman, and they're going to, he says that he died in an accident, and now you're going to be a widow, and somebody's going to marry you.
But she was a woman.
So 65. 65 after facelift is not so bad. So therefore what? Imri na hojiat, please say you're my sister. Then I'm your brother. So they won't kill me. Okay? So he adds, Levadi Tabli Baburich. He said, now they will give me presents. He says, since I'm your brother, I'm older brother. Abraham was older than Sarah in 10 years. So they're going to see me as the older brother comes next. I come next to you. So he says, oh, you're the brother. So can we marry your sister? And they're going to marry you. And they're going to give me money. He says, that's what you have in your head. That you have in your head. That's your wife. So you tell your wife to say that she's your sister because you're afraid they're going to kill you. Okay? Maybe. Ramban said it's a mistake also. Abraham should have trusted the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't go and say such a thing. Because if you believe in Hashem, Hashem will save your wife. If you have belief, you don't start this. But other Chachamim say maybe it's not. But you don't say that I expect to be rich. Because I'm going to say, I'm your brother, and they're going to grant me this present. It's very low level of, what you call America, it's a low life. You don't talk like this. But I tell Shimon Galeh, and I'm going to be alive, so he can be alive. Says the Torah, the next person we came up on the Torah, says the Gemara, that's how it was. That after Abraham said everything, it was a precaution. Since Abraham was ready for something, but he tried. He tried to sneak Sarah through customs. Sneak a big box. There's no information how tall Sarah was. But she was not a midget. I said, he put Sarah in the box, he closed the box, he goes, you know, through customs. Can you imagine, you come to New York, you come to the airport, you have a long box. And you go and try to go through customs with a long box. What do you think customs would say? I think it's not, you don't have a suitcase, a bag. And the person lies in the box. He imagines a big box. He goes through the customs, says the Gemara, the customer asks Abraham, what do you get in the box? Abraham said, what do you think I got? So the guy said, iPod. Abraham said, you know, you're right. I got iPod. How much customers for iPods? The guy said, hey, hold it. You said it too quickly. I think you have computer. I said, you know, you're right. I was kidding. So the guy said, how much is the customer for the computer? So the guy said, hey, I don't like it. I think you have something else. You have diamonds, you have gold. I said, yes. That's a business. Open the box. Open the box. So what did Avon think? What is the connection in the customs over there? I said, what do you think? You go with the wrong box, you put your wife inside, and you go through customs, and you see such a big box. What do you think? It's not a chance they're going to tell you to open up the box. Of course they're going to have to open up the box. She said, well, what do you think? What do you think you put in the box? What was the idea? And they said, besides, all the Chachamim said, you know, you take things and you want to take it from customs. That's the biggest Chibur Hashem. Said that all of the newspapers and television, so they called the rabbi. They called the Mekubal, so Avraham Avinu, they called him, is trying to smuggle in Egypt something. And happened to be the lady, his wife, put him in the back. What's the crazy thing? You have to think about it. You can't just go in the airport with a suitcase and you have something in the suitcase and you're going to be all over the world. And you know Avraham is 75. It's already everybody knows about him. They put the sign in the back, so it's a joke.
Why did he put her in the back?
Because
he told her, but precautions.
Why do you have to go through this? Maybe you know they put on the computer, fingerprints, and then they're going to say he lied. They know Sarah already is 65. Avraham, everybody knows about Avraham. Avraham already at the age of 74. He fought kings. Everybody knew at the age of 48 in Iraq came out of a fire. I'm sure the whole world knows about him.
Yeah,
I said precautions. Precautions, he said, in case they're going to catch you, you say my sister. But I want to make sure first, maybe they try first. I put you in a box, I smuggle you in, and then the question is, so what does Avraham have in mind? The question is also, he said, okay, so you smuggle. Let's assume he smuggled his wife. Okay, smuggle his wife, and then you go to hotel. You go to hotel, you open the box. She comes out. She comes out like a rabbit. She comes outside. So over there in the hotel they'll see her. And everyone will take her to Walmart. Everybody will see her in Walmart. He goes to Macy's. Macy's. Everybody in Macy's. What do you mean? Customs? What do you mean customs? Customs is nothing. This is the whole country is full of people. Everyone can say, you know what? I have to protect you because you come into a country and never see a beautiful lady like you. So what do you think? What are you going to get? She's in the box. You're not going to get nothing. She's not going to live in the box. What are you going to do? You close in the house? She'll never go outside of the house?
Maybe. Yeah, we did the same thing with Dina.
Mm-hmm. But it was no custom. And not because Dina was so beautiful that he's afraid somebody's going to kidnap Dina. That's probably Yaakov learned from his grandfather, from
us.
Okay, I think it's enough of the questions. But after the answer, maybe we'll be able to understand better. But the whole story about Avraham is here is not to tell us anything about Avraham. So comes the Ari and says the following. You know, the Gemara says that's what Sheikh Tess of the Ram or the Chai and the people that put the Siddur for us together. So before Shacharit, before Ari, we say Shema Yisrael. You have to say Shema Yisrael. It's very important. Shema Yisrael is a very important thing. Very important. Has to shalom, nobody should go through. It's 120 years. It's somebody is going to Gan Eden. So before he goes to Gan Eden, before he departs from this world, it says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Really, Shema Yisrael means nothing, really, on the surface. It says, listen, Hashem is the only one. Or, according to Rashi, the Chassam Rachamim, Hashem is going to be the only one. Nothing. Other than he's a Jew, what does it mean? That God is the only one. Of course God is the only one. So before somebody goes to Gan Eden, he has to say Shema Yisrael, or says in school, or in kindergarten, the first thing they teach Shema Yisrael. I said the story, I've heard it after the Holocaust. I said it here before. After the Holocaust, that you know, that the Pope agreed for some rabbis to go to the churches in Europe. You know the story? A few rabbis went to Europe. They went to Paris and went to other places and they met the Pope. It's before the Holocaust started, before they were taken to the chambers, a lot of families went and left the children in the churches. A lot of them. After the war was finished, 7 years later, some rabbis from England and from Israel and from England and from Paris met together, they went to the Pope. They went to the Pope, they asked the Pope permission. They want to go to the churches. And they want to take the Jews, the boys out from there. There's a lot of boys that came out of the churches, a lot of them. They went to kibbutzim, a lot of them. So the Pope told them, okay. The Pope was very nice. He said, okay. I said, but you go to the churches, there's a lot of non-Jewish children also there. A lot of them. Because it was a world war, and then people went to the war, so they left the children, and the ladies could not take care of it, and some ladies got killed, of course, going. So the Pope said, how do you know who is a Jew? So if you know who's a Jew, he says, nobody has papers. And it's 7 years later. I says, whatever these children learn in school, in Europe, everything forgotten. They all speak French, or they speak other languages. So the rabbi said, we'll make a test, we'll go over there with the priest, and we'll make a test. I says, what time do you go to sleep? He says, what time do you go to sleep? Over there, it was the Zoom. I says, well, rabbi, we want to go there before they go to sleep. He says, why do you go before to sleep? Are you going to recognize them? He says, well, see, we recognize. So the Pope was very nice. He agreed. So the rabbi came to the church, and a few churches. And before everybody went to sleep, they said, we're here to tell you something. It says, our heritage said, before we go to sleep, we say something. It says, I will say it, and let's see who can say it along with me. It says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and all of a sudden, a lot of children say it together. It says, oh, you, who said Shema Yisrael, raise your hand. Few hundreds of them, few thousand of them, took to Israel, because of Shema Yisrael. So then the Chachamim say, you know, the child, that, you know, he goes to school and teach him Shema Yisrael. So what is it? Shema Yisrael means nothing. It's nothing, really, on the surface. Besides all the secrets of the Zohar says, or the Arif says, what the Kavanot that you should have in the Shema Yisrael, but it's a very powerful thing, very powerful thing. They say, you can do Shalom Shabbat, and then Chachamim said, you should know, Arif said, you have to say four times a day, not just two times a day, you say, One time you say before Shacharit, one Shacharit, one you say Arvit, one you say before you go to sleep. It's a protection. Comes the Gemara, you say, you know, Shema Yisrael is so important. Before you go to sleep, it's almost impossible for a person to have a tragedy to die. At night time, or to get up in the morning sick, if you say Shema Yisrael the Kavanah. So what's Shema Yisrael? Shema Yisrael is 245, 248. Words, they say that this is to keep your body 100% in the same state, the same position that your body was before you went to sleep. If you say Shema Yisrael HaKavanah before you go to sleep, it's very powerful. So the Gemara is actually holding a sword with two knives in your hand, you say Shema Yisrael, to protect you. So they say, what is it, Shema Yisrael? Excuse me. Ari says that this. He says that it's, we live in a mistake. You see, you can ask anybody, it says, what is the story about Abraham? It says, Abraham, I tell you what happened. When Abraham was a little boy, he decided one day that it's not right just to go through life, and he wants to think. He wants to think that who is the one that's running this world? He says, first he thought it's the sun, he says, the moon, the stars, this, until he realized it's God. He doesn't know who it is. He says, it's an entity upstairs. Okay, fine. He says, then his father has a store for idols, and his father once left him over there, and he broke the idols. He says, story. So you give him credit. He's ready to give his life. So the Gemara says, you should know, the whole thing is backwards. I said, that's it, Parasha, said the Gemara. We read there was a generation that decided to build the tower and rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Torah, the people who came down. And if you count the names of the families, that's it, Parasha, when Hashem went down, you count 70 families. Comes the Gemara and says the following. The Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to come down with so-called 70 angels and apply an angel per nation. Each nation got an angel, each nation got a language. It says now you have upstairs in Shammai, so-called, you have like a little government, and you have 70 ministers in the government. Every minister represents a nation, and that happened by Parashat Noach. That's the secret that we read last week for Parashah. It's called Dor HaPlaga, a generation that wanted to repent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread them, and now each one has an angel. We are under an angel. Every country, not every country, every nation, there are a few countries under one angel because they consider one nation. It says each one has an angel. It says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, when he did it, he so-called, he made a law. He decided, how do you apply this angel to that nation, and that angel to that nation? Says the Gemara, Hashem made a law. Whatever that means, it doesn't mean that he wrote pieces of paper. He said, you know what, I think for you, this is, okay. Then, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, you know what, me, myself, I also would like to have a nation. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, he said, you know what, I'm going to choose Abraham's family. It didn't start from Abraham, but Abraham does everything. And then, you see, eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and says, listen, Abraham, you know, I want you to go here, I want you to go there, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. Start the other way around. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that he wants to be so-called the guardian for Abraham's family, and he chose them. And that's what the Torah is going to tell you, you know, Abraham is here, Abraham is there. It says Abraham was already so-called, was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going so-called to feed him and to put him on the right frame because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose it. It says that's what the Torah says. You should know, Hashem loves you, Hashem loves you, Hashem loves you. I said, what do you mean Hashem loves you? Hashem loves you, that's what we say in Shacharit. Atahu Hashem Elohim Asher Bacharta Be'Avraham. It says, you God, you chose Abraham. He says, where? But the Nabi is in the hand, he says, where did you choose Abraham? Who? Where does it say Abraham chose, Hashem chose Abraham? He says, well, we like to think Abraham chose Hashem. He says, it's true. When you read the Chumash like this, he says, oh, Abraham did this. Abraham says, no, no, no. It was the opposite. First Hashem chose Abraham. And after Hashem chose Abraham, he says to Gemara, he says, Hashem chose Israel for himself. That's what we say every morning, Shacharit. כי בחר השם את ציון, יקרא למושב לו. כי יעקב בחר לו, יאי ציון סגולתו. השם chose two things. First he chose Abraham's family to be so-called his favorite. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided also at that moment that I would like also this place for me. Eretz Israel is for me. So, if Israel is mine, and Abraham's family is mine, you know what? The best thing is that I put my favorite in my place. If you want to translate it to our time, is, for example, somebody gets invitation to be the chief of staff of the president in Washington. So he gets a phone call, he gets a text message or email or letter, says, listen, Mr. what's his name? No, the chief of staff.
Rahm Emanuel.
Emanuel. Said, Mr. Emanuel, I'd like you to be my chief of staff. That's exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Abraham. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is you're going to be invited to Washington, and the government will give you a house over there. So you don't own this house. Like the president doesn't own the White House. I says, you have the privilege to live, so-called, next to the president. Next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Eretz Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave us Eretz Israel, it's yours. It's Hashem. Ki v'char Hashem b'tiyon yivah l'moshav lo. That's what we say in Yichmod every morning. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he loved Israel for himself. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Abraham Avinu, Abraham Avinu's family, he says, you know what? Here's the Lecha. That's the test. This is the most important thing for a Jew to know. So that you know, it's not Abraham. I'm talking about Abraham. Abraham is not a history book. It's for a Jew. Hashem speaks to a Jew. He says, I want to tell you something. He says, you are the chosen one. I chose you. I chose you. I'm going to test you. I'm not going to test you to see if you believe in me. Of course you believe in me. Anybody believes in God. So in America, 95% of the people didn't believe in God. But you're not the chosen one. You're not the chosen one. I said, you believe in the president? He's in Washington. But you weren't chosen by the president. You choose him. You didn't choose him. He didn't choose him either. But you didn't choose God. You didn't choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you. It says, it's two stages. Stage number one, you believe in God. If you believe in God, everybody believes in God. That's not what Shema Yisrael is all about. Shema Yisrael means like this. That's what we say in the morning. Rodot Lecha, Uliachetcha Be'ava. It says, we made HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He is our guardian. He says, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you chose me to be your favorite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I, here, I'm standing up, and I recognize you. Not because I believe you, you the Almighty, you the one that you can do anything, you did everything. Yes, of course I do. But what I mean is my relationship with you is not that I'm just a believer, I was chosen by you. Because I was chosen by you, that's what you do. See, I have to so-called to comply with your conditions. You see, you chose me, so I can do what I want. Here comes the Torah, it says, here, this is the book. This is the book of laws. Because I chose you, it says, you are mine, so-called my messenger here on this world, and this is the book, that's the laws that you have to keep. So the mitzvot is not, you know, you have to do the mitzvah because, you know, Hashem gave you the Torah, Hashem gave you the mitzvah, it's not because of that. It's like Hashem gave it to you because Hashem chose you. Hashem chose you first, and because Hashem chose you first, Hashem is giving you the Torah. And it says, now you understand the relationship between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? Keep it in the Torah, Bar Hashem Yerushalayim. The Torah mainly comes from Eretz Yisrael. It says, this is that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to you know, get Eretz Yisrael, get Israel. Why do I have Eretz Yisrael? I want to go to America. So why there is not so good about Israel? He says, you don't understand. I chose you. The time I chose you, I chose Eretz Yisrael. It says that Shema Yisrael, the power of Shema Yisrael, the sentence is Shema Yisrael. The first sentence is we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I want to explain to you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You chose me, right? I accepted it. I accepted it and therefore, please protect me. So before a person goes to Gan Eden, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, you chose me. If you chose me, don't forget about me. Don't forget about my soul. It says, Shacharit, before you have all your requests, in Shmoneh Esrei that you ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Baruchenu, Baruchalenu, Refuah Shlema, all the things that you need. I said, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to you? Just because you believe in him? Can you imagine? You send a letter to Washington, to the president, and say, listen, I believe in you, give me this, listen. Thank you for writing the letter to me. I am not here to supply you anything. But if the president called you, and he told you, you're my favorite, please, I want you to work for me, he can supply everything. So Shema Yisrael, are you saying that the Chachamim was so smart, they put Shema Yisrael before Shmona Esrei, Shacharit, in the evening, said this is just a statement. It says Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad doesn't mean Hashem is the only one. Of course Hashem is the only one. Hashem Echad means Yachid Hashem. It means Lechetcha Be'ava, Le'ava Lirat Shemcha. It says, Abuchem 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 Hashem, you chose us with love. When did Hashem choose us from love? Because when you think, you know, this is Hashem gave us the Torah, it is much deeper. It says, the Torah is just so-called the instructions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us because He chose us. So what it means is like this. We are under so-called the umbrella of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies everything to us. So that's the enterprise of Israel. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Abraham and says, listen, Abraham, you have a test. He says, what's my test? My test is I want you to go someplace. I don't tell you where to go. I'm telling you one thing. You can get all these things for me. He says, you know what the test is? He says, you were the chosen one. Now I choose you. He says, before you were a believer. You believed in me. You didn't believe in either. You're ready to give your life. Perfect. Now it's a different stage. Age of 75. Age of 75 comes to Gemara and says, you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. He had in mind to divide the years of this world to three sections. Section one is up so-called about the year 2000. So the Gemara appears, it's nothing. After the year 2000 and change, Torah, so-called Torah. This is the Gemara when? I said, Abraham is 75. In Abraham is 75, Torah says, Anem Shasha Subacharan, Abraham already is opening yeshiva, he's going to convince people in Syria. He says, let's go, to believe in God, to believe in God, to believe in God. He says, why do you do it? He says, that's called Kiddush Hashem. He says, listen, when you make Hashem's name holy, it says it's called Kiddush Hashem. It's not to make Hashem's name holy. Mm-hmm. It means to tell everybody you have to believe in God, but not believe in God. Says the Gemara, when Mashiach will come, all the Goyim are going to convert. He says, what do you mean you convert? Conversion means that you become the chosen one. You love to be chosen. A Goy can believe in God also. He has 7 minutes. What do you believe in God? He says, but you're not the chosen one. It says, you want to be member of the family, the chosen one. That's called conversion. That's what Abraham did at the age of 75. Come to Gemara, says, you know, that's information. The Torah says, Abraham was 75. I said, well, you have to know it. He says, no, you don't understand. Hashem tells Abraham at the age of 75, I want you to go someplace. I'm not telling you what, but I'm telling you one thing. You're going to get this and this and this and this. He says, what is this information? This information is to tell you that you are the chosen one. I chose you. But I'm telling you, because I chose you, I'm going to give you this. Not because you believe in me. If you believe in God, it's not enough. It says every non-Jew believes in God. It says no, but you have to be in the family that was chosen. God chose you. Listen, I chose you. I chose a certain land. I want you to go to this land. It says, but the test is that you have to know this from now on. You cannot do what you want. It says, because now you go to Israel. So Ramban, you know, this is really the palace of the king. It says now it's an obligation. Are you ready to do it? That's the test. That's the first test. That's the first test, Abraham is 75. It says, I'm telling you that your life is being changed now. Until now, you were just a believer. From now on, not just a believer, you were the chosen one. Chosen one, you have to be in the chosen place. That's the test. That's the Torah in Israel. Says Ari, no, Abraham comes to Israel. It's a famine. He says, why is this famine? Comes the Gemara, you should know all of this. All the time, a staff, a person, comes via a pipe that's called his wife. He says, if this is not good, he says, you have to know that something is wrong with your relationship with your wife. Says the Gemara, but Messiah, page 59, if you want to take a look at the Gemara, says the Gemara, the Rabbi said in a lecture, in Iraq, he told the people, listen, please respect your wife. Says the Gemara, you have to respect your wife more than you respect yourself. Says the Gemara, why? Says the Gemara, why more? Says the Gemara, because the parnasa is because of your wife. Says the Gemara, you know your wife is the cause for your parnasa. You think you're a big shot, you get orders, you get this, you sell, you buy. He says, forget about it. It's everything, said the Gemara, because of your wife. So where does it say? He said, this is Parsha. He says, Abraham tells Sarah, you know, if you tell your my sister, they're going to give me presents. He says, well, why? Because you think because she's going to say it's sister. He says, no, the Torah hints to you something else. The Torah hints to you, know, the Parnasa is because of the wife. It says, it's going to tell you, Abraham is rich. It says, this is because Sarah was a holy lady. I think they waited 2 weeks, the Torah will tell you how holy she was, how pure she was. It says, this is the fortune that the husband gets because his wife. The more respect you give for her, of course she has to be holy. It says, don't underestimate the wife. In America, they say that behind every big man is a big lady. It says, that's what the Gemara says. It says, the ladies are responsible for the fortune, even though the husband thinks his wife is dumb, she doesn't understand anything about business, all the advice he gets from her is wrong. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, you should know, that's the rule. The path of Parnasa is your wife. Right. Abraham comes to Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, there's a famine. So the first thing, what do you think? It says, the husband is, you know, it's called Shulam Azman. He doesn't know what's going on. He says, he doesn't understand. When there's a famine, it's because something is wrong between the relationship of Abraham and Sarah, or something is wrong with Sarah. He says, all the going came to Abraham's house, back to the door. He says, Abraham, look, stuck my fresh. He says, Abraham looks at, he looks at Sarah. He says, I tell you what it is. Sarah does not have the 100% emunah that Abraham has. He says, why? He says, first of all, they say permission we got less with Parasha, that Haran died. Haran died, says the Gemara, why did Haran die? Because Haran had some doubts about God. He says, well, Nimrod asked him, listen, you believe in God? So Haran said, well, see, if my brother will come alive from the fire, then I believe in God. If he's going to get burned, no. So then, after Abraham came outside from the fire, Nimrod told Haran, go into the fire, Haran got burned, dead. So the Gemara, what is this? The Gemara says, the emunah, the Tan head, is not 100%. He said, Haran is Sarah's father. So Dari, you know, next to Parasha, you're going to hear that, that the angels came to visit Avram, and they told Sarah that she's going to have a baby, and she's 90 years old. And she's laughing. She's laughing. Hashem comes to Avram and says, why Sarah is laughing? Avram doesn't understand. So I said, Hashem came to Sarah, and Hashem told Sarah, why are you laughing? Sarah said, no, I didn't. So Hashem said, why are you lying? I said, how do you lie to Hashem? So Dari said, you know, this is lack of emunah, that Sarah had some kind of doubt inside herself. It comes from her father. It comes from her father. She is not as big in belief like Abraham Avinu. I said, this is something that Abraham Avinu was concerned about. It means like this. Since you are in Eretz Israel, the level that you have to have over there, you were the chosen one. You're the chosen one that says you have to be 100%. All of a sudden, Abraham got to Eretz Israel with all his fortune, all his money, everything tumbled down, lost everything. Looked at his wife and said, oh, let me tell you something. Something is wrong with us. He says, must be that we're not under the umbrella of God. He said, we have to go to America. In America, the money that you get in America is not from God. This is from the angel that represents America. Upstairs, but he loves you, he gives you money, because you help Israel. That's how the church is all. That's how the Jews are very rich here. See, the Jews are rich is because the government is very kind. And America is called the kindness of the world. And the kindness is so great in America that the government lets you to give donations. You give donations, you give the nation to Israel. The nation to Israel, this is the land of God. The land of God, you give the nation to Israel, to the land of God, Hashem supplies you over there. Abraham said to Sarah, not to be going to America, we're going to Egypt. He said, why going to Egypt? He said, we cannot live in Israel. If you live in Israel, it will be 100%. Not just to believe in God. You are the chosen one. You do something wrong, it's true. Let me put you in the box. If you have 100% belief, you will go through custom like nothing. I said, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you go, people who ran away from the Holocaust. And there's big people. And they said, you know, if you believe 100%, Chaim Volozhin writes in his book, if you believe in Hashem 100%, nobody can touch you. Nobody can harm you. If you have some kind of doubt, you know they might catch me, they'll catch you. I said, Abraham, put her in the box. They put her in the box. I said, now it's a test. I'll go through custom. Let's see what's the whole thing over here. Let's see if they find you. If they find you up in the back, it means something is wrong with you. Well, in Egypt you're gonna get okay. Why? Because in Egypt they give me presents. Why? Because we're under the angel. You get it in America, you get this money, it's easy to get money in America. To be a rich man in Israel, it's very hard. Because in Israel you have to be not just a believer, you have to be so-called in the stage that you are the chosen one. So he goes to Egypt. He says in Egypt, he says, who is this? So open it. He says, here, sir. He says, okay, now we're going to make you rich. They gave him money. Abraham became rich. He became rich not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He became rich from the angel that represents Egypt. He's going to go back to Israel. At the end, he's going to lose all his money. So the Venezuel said, Pasha told him, Yitzchak has no money. So he says, where is all the money of Abraham? He says, everything was lost. Because it was not made in Israel. Not made in Israel, and you don't give donations in Israel, it says the money gets lost. It says, that's the messenger. It says, Moshe Lecha. So really, you see, Abraham is not Abraham, it's you. Hashem speaks to you, says the Zohar, Hashem tells you, you have to aim to go to Israel. You have to aim to live in Israel. You have to aim that the parnasa should come from Hashem directly, not via an angel, because if via an angel has no bracha in it. That says the only way is that to think all the time, I want to go to Israel, I want to go to Israel, I want to go to Israel. Says, why? Because you were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because Abraham did something. That says Hashem decided for Hashem, no, he wants to be the guardian of Abraham's family. And then Hashem waited the year 75, and said, Abraham, now you go. He said, I tell you where you go. Soon you're going to find out. This is my place. You're going to dwell in my place. I give you permission to dwell over here because you are the one that I chose you before. You are the man, brother. And that's the book, that's the law, that's the Gemara says Abraham kept all the mitzvot, afilu ovet achshirim. The smallest mitzvot, Abraham said, actually I have to keep it. If I have to keep it, he says, because this is the condition to be the chosen one. If Hashem chose me, the Torah is a privilege. That this is so called the book, that Hashem said, okay, I chose you because of that. And that's what the Gemara says, as you go in, Hashem will come and says, I want you to choose me. As Hashem will tell him, okay, I have tests for you. I have mitzvot for you. Do this mitzvot, you'll be the chosen one. Because the mitzvot is Eretz Israel, it's Ki Mitzion, that's the Torah. Chachamim says all the mitzvot are really for Eretz Israel. Says the Chachamim, Matim Lach Tzionim, the Chachamim says, you know, the purpose of the Torah is Eretz Israel. That's the place of a Jew. He says, listen, you should read this parasha. I say, listen, your great-grandfather lived in Iraq, lived in Syria. I say, listen, listen. Get out of Syria. So what it means is get out from Syria. He says, because in Syria you have this angel on top of you. You can't live there. He says, not only that. I want you to know, I know you left Iraq. I know you left Iraq. But I want you to erase it from your hands, from your head. No Iraq. Not only that. Don't think you live with your father supplies you. I'm going to supply you. So he says, listen, leave your father's house. Leave Iraq, leave Syria, go to a place over there, that place you get directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu via your wife. But your wife has to be so-called in very high level. As the Torah says, you know, Abraham took his wife. You read the Torah, you think, you know, Torah tells you a story. You know, Abraham took his wife. This is what the Torah tells you this for what? For an information later, of course he took his wife. Why shouldn't he take his wife? No, the Torah tells you, no. Abraham took all his fortune, and he takes with his fortune, he takes his wife. With his fortune, he's 75 years old, he takes also the yeshiva, all the boys. He says, this is only to show you that this is the purpose of a Jew on this world. That you have to aim to go to Israel, and when you're out of Israel, you have to know that you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want the fortune to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just from the angel. He says, when you send the nations to Israel, and you have built Israel, he says, then the fortune has stability and the fortune stays forever. Otherwise, the government calls Switzerland, it says, who is in the country, the government will take the money.
Thank you.